This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged states to identify locations suitable for entrepreneurs in smaller cities and take initiative to facilitate them. Addressing the 4th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi, Mr. Modi asked the states to simplify the compliances, the lack of which often lead to harassment of the citizens. He urged to the participants that the states should reform the governance model to encourage citizen participation or Jan Bhagidari. Mr. Modi also said that it is important to focus on reform, perform and transform, and it is also important to inform the people about the various initiatives of the government. Talking about circular economy, Prime Minister Modi appreciated that the Gobar Dhan program is now being seen as a big energy resource. He directed the states to explore concepts of viability gap funding for recycling of e-waste. In the health sector, the Prime Minister urged that the Fit India movement, obesity, should be taken as a big challenge in Bharat. He said that only a fit and healthy India can be a Viksit Bharat. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and visiting Sri Lankan President Anuradha Kumar Dissanayake will hold bilateral talks in New Delhi today. They will hold discussion on the issues of mutual interest. Mr. Dissanayake, who is on a three-day visit to India, arrived in New Delhi yesterday. He was received by Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan. The Sri Lankan President will also meet President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar called on Sri Lankan President Anuradha Kumar Dissanayake in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said Sri Lanka is key to both India's neighbourhood first policy and Sagar outlook. Earlier, Sri Lankan President Anuradha Kumar Dissanayake had said that he had productive discussions with Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and National Security Advisor Ajit Doval. The government has listed two bills related to One Nation, One Election for introduction in the Lok Sabha today. Law Minister Meghwal will introduce the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill in the lower house. Union Cabinet, headed by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Thursday, approved the Constitutional Amendment Bill to rule out the concept of simultaneous Lok Sabha and State Assembly polls. A two-day special debate on the constitution will begin today in Rajya Sabha to mark the beginning of 75th year of its adoption in the country. A similar debate was held in Lok Sabha on Friday and Saturday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is expected to reply to the debate in Rajya Sabha tomorrow. The BJP has issued a three-line whip for all its Rajya Sabha MPs, urging them to be present in the upper house today and tomorrow during the debate on the constitution of India. Foreign investors pumped in nearly 28,000 crore rupees into the Indian capital markets in the first 2 weeks of the month. As per the depositories data, the foreign portfolio investors or FPIs pumped in 22,766 crore rupees into the Indian equities markets and 4,814 crore rupees into the debt market. This comes after heavy outflows in the last few months. So far this year, FPIs have invested 1.2 lakh crore rupees into the Indian capital markets. In hockey, India won the Women's Junior Asia Cup 2024 championship in Muscat, Oman last night. In the title clash, India team defeated China 3-2 in a penalty shootout to successfully defend its title. Indian goalkeeper Nidhi made three crucial saves during the penalty shootout, while Sakshi Rana, Ishika and Sunelita Topo scored for India in the shootout. Earlier, Chen Chuan Tan scored the opening goal for China, with Kanika Sivac equalised the third quarter for India. After 1-1 draw in regulation time, the title clash went to a shootout. In men's international cricket, day 3 of third test match of Border Gavaskar Trophy between India and Australia played stopped due to rain in Brisbane in Gabba. Hosts Australia were 435-8 when the reports last came in. Early on day 2, Australia were 405-7 in the first innings at a stump supported by 241-run partnership between Centurions Stephen Smith and Travis Head. And that's the end of this news bulletin.